Ran in the summer of 2022 and lasted for more than a year, but it's the first time anyone's been implicated. Sanctions against Chinese officials are expected to be announced later. Conservative Minister Andrew Bowie says the government is already taking action.
It is incredibly worrying, disturbing, but this government takes the physical and indeed cyber security of the British people incredibly seriously, which is why we've bolstered the powers of our intelligence security services of the past few years, and which is why we'll be finding out a lot more today about the actions we'll be taking in future to ensure this sort of thing cannot happen.
Four suspects accused of a terror attack on a Moscow concert hall have appeared in court, sporting injuries, including black eyes. 137 people died in shootings and explosions on Friday. Junior doctors in Wales have begun what will be their longest-running strike in a dispute over pay. More than 3,000 people walked out at 7 a.m. this morning and won't return until Friday. Doctors say there's been an alarming rise in the number of young people getting cancer. Research suggests there was a 79% rise in under-50s being diagnosed between 1990 and 2019. Facebook and YouTube users in Vietnam will start to see ads cropping up from the Home Office deterring them from trying to come to the UK illegally. We're told the campaign will warn of the reality of living here with no access to public services or funding. Government figures suggest an increasing number of Vietnamese people are trying to cross the English Channel. Enver Solomon is from the Refugee Council.
The vast majority of refugees will stay in neighbouring countries. That's what happened when the Ukraine war started. People stayed in Poland, the vast majority. So treat them with humanity, treat them fairly, of course control our borders too.
And Kyle Walker, Harry Maguire and Sam Johnston have all withdrawn from the England squad for the friendly with Belgium tomorrow. They have injuries and will return to their respective clubs. That's the latest. I'm Simon English.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you, Simon.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
This morning's going to be rather cloudy, but it should remain generally dry. Similar conditions to start this afternoon, with some bright spells may develop towards the evening. 11 degrees is your high today. Tonight's expected to remain dry with a mix of clear spells and bands of high cloud sweeping in from the southeast at times. Moderate southeasterly winds, 7 degrees is your overnight low.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
It's Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM, exactly 3 minutes past eight. Then on Monday, 25th of March, songs on the way from Wham and the Weather Girls and also Stray Cats. You know what the Weather Girls song is straight away, don't you? I don't think they've done any more than that one, did they? And the Stray Cats coming up. These are all 80s songs because this is 80s at 8.
Mikey in the morning. 80s at 8.
myself get. Absoluteness up in me. It's raining men.
Jump.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. I do like that one. So, you've just heard Wham and Freedom, Weather Girls, It's Raining Men and Stray Cats, Runaway Boys. We've got some Rod Stewart and The Real Thing on the way next when we continue the 80s.
Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. My album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Mind.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:25 now with Imagination and Flashback on the way next.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, pin your ears back, stuff to tell you. Red lines everywhere. Not as bad as it normally is, though. Wilson's Corner's very slow. Ongar Road is slow from, we'll say, the Robin Public House. That's the closest point. From there down to Wilson's Corner and back to Doddinghurst Road roundabout is slow. Shenfield Road is slow from Hutton Road down to Middleton Hall Lane and back again. Middleton Hall Lane very slow in both directions, as always, between Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road. Ingrave Road starts to slow down at Mason's Wine Bar opposite King George's Playing Fields. From there up to Wilson's Corner and back to the train overpass area. That's the Orchard Avenue Button Roundabout area. It's very slow in both directions there. Seven Arches Road seems to be okay. It's a little bit slow around Shenfield Common traffic lights, but it's not so bad, really. Brentwood Station, outside Brentwood Station on the B186, it's slow from Avenue Road up to the King's Road roundabout and back to Avenue Road again. And the B186 continues to be slow from Crown Street roundabout across to Ingrave Road roundabout and back again. Now, there's two sets of roadworks on the High Street either side of the King's Road traffic lights. They seem to be okay. Everything seems to be rolling fine there at the moment. I'm just telling you, just in case you get held up there a little bit later on, you know what it's all about. Outside Shenfield Station, Hutton Road seems to be fine, and Hanging Hill Lane is slow from Park Avenue down to the St Martin's School, and from just before Cost Cutter Supermarket up to St Martin's School in the opposite direction. Over in Billericay, as always, the A176 is slow from the Langdon Road roundabout up to the Sun Street Chapel Street roundabout, across to the bottom of the High Street and back down into Langdon Road, level with the Billericay School. There's a little bit of slowness on the A129 round the Western Road traffic lights. All angles are a tad slow there for some reason. And also the top of the High Street from, it goes right the way back to the Grove. From the Grove on, from the Grove right the way down to the Norsey Road Junction and back again. That seems to be quite slow. I'm not quite sure why it's that bad this morning. On the motorways, the M25 clockwise is slow between Junction 30, the A13, and the QE2 bridge. Anti-clockwise in the usual place, it's slow between Junction 30, the A13, and Junction 28, the A12. On the M11, London bound, it's slow between Junction 7, Harlow, and Junction 6, the M25, and it continues to be slow from Junction 5, Loughton, through to Junction 4, the A406. Now, the A127, there's one lane closed in both directions at the junction with Pound Lane. This is between the A132 at Nevenden and the A130 Fairglen interchange. It's closed for gas, emergency gas work. The A127 London bound, the queues are back to junction 29. Sorry, are back to Rayleigh Weir. And the A127 eastbound, the queues there are back to the A132 Nevenden interchange. A12 northbound, slow traffic there between junction 18 Sandon and junction 19 Boreham interchange. A12 Londonbound is slow between junction 18 Sandon and junction 17 Howell Green. A127 eastbound, slow traffic between Noak Bridge and the Nevenden interchange. Canvey Island's got some slow traffic as well on Somms Avenue between Central Wall Road and Canvey Way. Londonbound A127 slow between Rayleigh Weir and the Fairglen interchange. And again Londonbound A127, it's slow between the Fairglen interchange and the Nevenden interchange. A12 London bound, slow traffic between junction 27 Spring Lane and junction 26 H-Hash Green. Usual place on the A127 London bound, it's slow between the Halfway House A128 and the M25 junction 29. On the Brentwood bypass, that's the A12 London bound, it's slow between junction 12 Shenfield and junction 11, the M25. And over in the corner on the A13 westbound, there's slow traffic from the Stifford interchange going towards the M25 at junction 30. And that's it. They're all the problems I can see at the moment. As always, though, if you can see a problem and I'm not talking about it, call me and tell me. 01277 2030 32, the number is. And don't forget, if you're in your car, don't touch your phone while the engine's running. It is illegal. You will get caught. It's just a matter of time. I've got another traffic update for you in about 60 minutes.
Phoenix FM.
might get to you. Don't kid yourself, you've seen it all before. A million miles have said that too.
Events guide sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So coming up on Tuesday the 2nd of April, we've got a Daily Bread Easter afternoon tea at St Peter's Church in Cloughton Way in Hutton. It's from 2 till 4 in the afternoon. Adults £10, children £7. Booking is essential. And if you want any more details, we've got an email address and a telephone number on our website. So to get that, just go to phoenixfm.com and look at the local events guide.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Dropping down their drawers. Where did you get yours?
Gigolo, huh?
in my ears, water for my eyes, and you in my mind. As I sing, diving down deep, deeper into your soul.
His breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM with a bit of Nick Kershaw. When Let the Sun Go Down on Me. We've got Narada Michael Walden. Strange name. I Should Have Loved You on the way next. We continue the 80s, and in 20 minutes' time, it's 90s at 9.
80s at 8.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 6009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Brazilian spa had the chess bars in it? All change. Don't you know that when you play at this level, there's no ordinary menu? It's Iceland, or the Philippines, or Hastings, or this place.
One night in Bangkok, the world's got a buster. The bars are temples, but the balls ain't free. You'll find a god in every golden buster. And if you're lucky, then the god's a she. I can feel an angel sliding up to me.
One town's very like another when your head's down over your pieces, brother.
It's a drag, it's a bore. As soon as I jump in, you've been looking at the bar, not looking at the city.
What do you mean? You've seen one crowded, polluted, thinking town. Get tired, you're talking to a tourist whose every move's among the purists. I get my kids above the waistline, sunshine.
One night in Bangkok makes the heart man humble. Not much between despair and ecstasy. One night in Bangkok till the tough guys crumble. Can't be too careful with your company. I can feel the devil walking next to me.
Watching the game, controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch, I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
One night in Bangkok, the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but the pools ain't free.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So the interviews today on Phoenix after 10 o'clock. We're going to be chatting to author Sylvia Kent and journalist Kathy Pearson. On 1-2-3 with our lovely Scott, we're going to be chatting there with Mike Davies of the Rayleigh Town Museum about Prittlewell, the origins of Southend and some key landmarks including the pier, the Kersal and the airport and football club.
80s at 8.
Excuse me, I'm never meant to break your heart. So sad.
never understood I had to go. By the way, didn't I break your heart? Please excuse me, I never meant to break your heart. So sorry, I never meant to break your heart.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.